Hello, and welcome to the Woman Discover Thyself podcast. We are so glad that you're able to join us, and we certainly hope that something that is said enriches you, blesses you, and edifies your soul. Today, the topic is point of origin. That's right. We're going to be talking about being restored back to your point of origin. The word origin meaning beginning, or the way that you were when you were first incepted. So, being restored back to your point of origin, or back to your factory reset, or having a system reboot. What do I mean by that? I mean, Lisa, what are you talking about? You're talking about computers and you're talking about math, but how does that work with a person? Well, I'll tell you. There have been some very interesting experiences in my life, and I'm sure that you've had them as well, where things haven't quite gone the way that I had envisioned them or the way that I thought that they should go. And I just was thinking, man, sure would be nice to be able to have a do-over. Well, when it comes to a point where there have been several events like that, and it looks like so much time has passed and it has become a lifetime situation of things just kind of veering off of the path that you would have liked them to go, I believe that it's time for a factory reset or a system reboot. And please know and understand that that is possible. Just because you have made mistakes, just because you've made errors in judgment, just because you have encountered some obstacles or some challenges in your life that threw you off of your square, does not mean that all is lost. So what happens when you have a factory reset, or when you go back to your point of origin? Well, just like with a computer, that means that everything is wiped clean. So all of the files that are there, you have to decide where those files go, which is why, for instance, at work, when tech comes by and they want to fix my computer because it's running really, really slowly. So I'll complain. I'll put in a ticket and say, man, this is running really slowly. There's still a sign coming up or a little flash on the screen saying memory is almost full. Memory is almost full and it's slowing down the system. I'm unable to get onto different sites that I need to or pull up files. There's all sorts of things that are being affected by the fact that there's so much information in the hard drive of that computer. And sometimes, and actually this has happened a couple of times, they say, you know what? We need to just wipe the whole thing clean. Excuse me. We need to wipe the whole thing clean. We need to just do a system reboot. And what they will ask is, do you have any files on this machine that you do not want lost, that you need to save for any reason? If so, please pull out a flash drive, find a thumb drive someplace, stick it in there, and put those files on now. Because if you don't put those files on now, there's pictures, if you have any videos, anything like that, when we wipe it clean, it's going to be lost. It's going to be gone forever. And it's going to be just like your machine is brand new. So I really want you to catch that. I really want you to catch what he said about the files that I wanted to have saved. If you want any files on this computer that are there now, get something, get a flash drive and pull them off now. Because if you don't put those to the side and if you don't save them, they will be lost forever. They're going to be gone and there will be no way that they can be retrieved. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you're talking about resetting your life, when you're talking about restorage to point of origin or factory reset, factory reboot, there are things that you will need to save. All of our experiences are not negative. All of our experiences are not bad. There are some good things that happen to us. There are lessons that we've learned even through the challenges and the disappointments that we need to save. Everything doesn't need to be wiped clean. Some of those things we need to store in our file so that they are not gone forever into oblivion, because we need to take those things into the future when our system is rebooted, when we have that restoration back to point of origin, because they will help us to not make certain mistakes again, because those are the lessons that life has taught us. So what am I saying? Look at it this way. You do not have to throw it all away. So many times we are made to think that we have messed up so much and that our lives have veered so much off the path that we intended, or sometimes it's the path that others have intended for us. But we'll talk about that in a different episode. But we think that things are so messed up and off course and screwed up that we just have to just do away with it all. Just do away with it all. But what I'm here to say is no. That is not the case. So I want to give you an example. Most of us eat chicken, right? Well, except those of us who are vegetarians. But those of us who are meatitarians, as the kids call it, eat chicken. Maybe not everyone, but I think that a majority of us do. And I know that there have been times when I've gone to the store and I've paid $6 a pound or $7 a pound for, what is that stuff? Organic, free range chicken, no hormones, no antibiotics, and none of this other stuff. It's supposed to be the best that there is, and safe and healthy. So I'll buy a package of it. It'll be $20 a package. And I remember specifically one time I was so excited because I was going to try this new recipe with the chicken, and the top to the pepper wasn't on secure. So when I turned it upside down to sprinkle a little bit on the chicken, the whole top came off and there was like pepper everywhere. It's all over my chicken. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And initially I said, doggone it, I'm gonna have to throw my chicken away. You know how much I just paid for this chicken? I really wanted this chicken. But then I thought, hey, I don't need to throw this chicken away. That's not necessary. There's a sink right there and there's running water. All I need to do is rinse it off. It didn't fall on the floor. There was just some seasoning, some stuff that was put on that chicken that was just a little bit too much and would have made it unpalatable. It would have made it very difficult to eat because it would have been too spicy. So no, I don't have to throw it all away. I may lose a little bit of time that it takes to have to go to the sink and wash it off and pat it dry again and then start again, but it can still be salvaged. And so that's what I did. I made sure that this time the appropriate adjustments were made, in that I made sure that that top on the pepper was on more securely this time. I rinsed my chicken off. I patted it dry, no problem. And it ended up tasting wonderful when I got done cooking it. So what that taught me was it wasn't necessary to throw the whole thing away. My chicken didn't lose its value. My chicken didn't lose its value. It was still good $20 chicken. But what I did lose was a little bit of time. I lost some time and I had to go through a little bit of extra effort to restore the chicken back to the way that it was when I had taken it out of the package and cleaned it the first time. However, I realized that it was far better to lose a little bit of time than to have my chicken lose its value, period, unsalvageable, by throwing it away. And that's the message that I really want to share with you today, because so many women that I talk to who confide in me, and I really appreciate it. When we have girlfriend talks, we have girlfriend chats, and they just feel like that the mistakes that they've made in whatever area, whether it be parenting, whether it be in relationships, whether it be with their jobs or wanting to start a business, but they never did, or their health, whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter. You can always go back to your point of origin, reset, system reboot. Yes, you might lose some time. Yes, you may lose some time. Maybe you might have lost 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, but you can always go back. It's never too late. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't just give up on your dreams, or don't just give up on your life because you feel that it didn't go this way and you're so far into this game that it's like, forget it. I don't even feel like I want to try. It's too late. No, ma'am. No, sir. It is never too late. No matter what your environment, your exposure, your experiences, it doesn't matter. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Keep the baby. Throw the dirty water out, clean the little baby tub and put fresh water in it, and go ahead and bathe the baby and get the task done. Yes, that is the message that I would like to leave for you today. You may lose some time. Maybe some things didn't go just right. But as long as you are breathing, as long as you are still here, as long as you have your right mind, as long as you have the activity of your limbs, as long as you have any type of support, even if your only support is you, it's never too late. Walk boldly into your destiny. It's never, ever too late.